At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Brian Alvarez, and this is today's edition of the Wrestling Observer Daily Podcast on the 8 Side Network.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And I'm currently in the dark, so stand by while I turn these lights on. Hey, there we go. Perfect timing. It is, it's Monday on the show, and you know what that means? We have a lot to talk about here today, because not only is it Monday, but it is also the beginning of WrestleMania week. And, boy, is there a lot going on. In an hour, 2 hours actually, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, I will be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler for our weekly show. And what we are going to do is try to preview everything major that is going on this weekend. And there are a lot of different shows other than WrestleMania. And probably on Tuesday, I will talk about the plan that we have for this coming weekend, because I am not going to WrestleMania. I will be here, and my family will be gone. They are heading out for spring break on Friday. I will head out to meet them after WrestleMania on Monday, but that means I'm home all weekend, and I have nothing to do but watch 5 million wrestling shows. And so we have a lot that we will be watching and covering this WrestleMania weekend. So we will tell you all about that and all of the rest of the news, including the latest in the Vince McMahon-Janelle Grant story. New York Post today wrote about an alleged love letter that she sent to Vince McMahon. And we'll tell you what Grant's lawyer says about this and a lot more. So a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, looks like I'll be listening to that CM Punk interview on Ariel Helwani's show later today.
Man, they're already about it in the chat, aren't they?
I was just reading. I didn't look at the chat. I was reading what people were saying on the board. And I'll listen to it later.
He's good on podcasts.
Won't make any comments about anything right now. Because I don't even know what to make a comment about. All right. Obviously, the big story here today, this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. The lawyer representing Janelle Grant says Grant was coerced into writing, quote, a love letter to Vince McMahon in late 2021. New York Post published an article on Monday containing a lengthy email Grant wrote to McMahon on December 24, 2021, in which he professes her love for WWE's former executive chairman. Grant's lawyer, Ann Callis, said McMahon instructed Grant to write the letter, which was obtained from Grant's laptop, as part of WWE's investigation into allegations against McMahon. It is expected to appear in future court filings as Grant's lawsuit against McMahon and WWE proceeds. Frankly, Ann Callis said, this is the lawyer of Grant, frankly, it's pretty disgusting that Vince's weeks-late attempt to defend his horrendous behavior he claims to this day never happened, is to try to showcase letters that Vince himself coerced her to write. His psychological torture of her continues, as is typical with abusive predators who respond to women speaking out with increased threats. While Janelle isn't a stranger to his intimidation tactics, this is a new low even for him. Callis noted, much of Grant's letter to McMahon was plagiarized. For instance, Grant wrote to McMahon, I feel understood, accepted, loved, and appreciated for who I am at my core. You see my heart, you see my soul. There are few people who know the secret of making a heaven here on earth. You were one of those rare people. Lines taken verbatim from the 1947 film The Bishop's Wife. Another part of the letter was taken from a 2021 GQ interview with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. What? McMahon's lawyer, Jessica, and this is another thing here. This is what we learned today. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Vince McMahon's lawyer is Jessica Taub Rosenberg of Kasowitz Benson Torres. Who are they, you ask? This is the same firm that represented MLW in its 2023 antitrust lawsuit against WWE. which of course was settled, and MLW ended up with whatever they ended up with, $20 million or whatever it ended up being. Vince's lawyer is from the firm that represented MLW against WWE. And then Vince's lawyer says, no one coerced Ms. Grant to write that letter. She wrote it of her own accord. The fact the letter shows it was the 24th draft speaks volumes, which I'm actually not I'm not.
It's baffling.
Well, she began the letter. If you want to read the whole letter, it's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm not going to read it here. But she begins the letter saying this is draft 24. So I don't know if they're just saying it's draft 24 because that's what she wrote, or if they have some way of determining it was actually the 24th draft that she wrote. But it says nowhere in her voluminous complaint that is replete with fabrications, this is Vince's lawyer, does she mention being coerced into such behavior. The language of the letter is consistent with other communications she made to Mr. McMahon over the course of their consensual relationship. And again, if you want to read this letter, which is so long, you're welcome to do so.
It's even described as a rambling 2,200-word letter. I, you know, 68 days after the initial story comes out, it's interesting timing with what the WWE PR machine put out today about ratings as they kick off their WrestleMania week. I don't know if Vince's lawyer is flexing in the way that she thinks is, I guess she's flexing in a way that she thinks is beneficial by saying that it's the 24th draft that speaks volumes. I don't know what that speaks volumes of.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, if she's writing these letters at, you know, his request to the point where she's actually just lifting things completely out of other articles because he just wants to have his letter. You know, it's just, it's something else. That's for sure. Again, this is now the second time, too, that should be pointed out that Nick Khan has been said to know about this relationship. Now, granted, they both come from Janelle Grant, but this is now Janelle Grant, you know. I don't care who knows about
it. Well, hold on. So I read the entire letter, okay? Mm-hmm. And these are the names that she wrote in the letter. And I guess one of them could have been a misspelling, but she says, even though so few people know about us, the most freeing feeling this year came when we got to act like a couple, openly, freely, when Mickey, Paul, and the chef were around us. So nowhere is Nick Khan mentioned in here, but Paul would likely be, well, I shouldn't even say that because we don't know, but people have been presuming that must be, I mean, it could be. Actually, there are multiple Pauls in the company. It could be Triple H, could be Paul Heyman.
Well, that's,
I don't know who Mickey is, and I certainly don't know who this chef is.
But that's not true, because it goes on to say, whether it's your assistants, a chef, Brad, Nick, Johnny, or whoever sees us together, I think it's undeniable to them or anyone who sees us that we are in
actually,
love with
you a, may be right. I may have
that we are in love with a capital L, which is one of the things that she's accused or is said that she has lifted directly from that GQ thing with Megyn Kelly and Machine Gun Kelly.
I think,
or whatever her name, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
I think that in copying
Although,
and pasting,
Megyn Kelly and Machine Gun Kelly together, that's a story.
Actually, this may be an issue with the front page of WrestlingObserver.com because the letter on the front page ends with, it must be intoxicating. With no other, and not even a period there. So presumably there's more of the letter I have not read. So if you're listening to this and you're an editor at the front page of the website, you might want to put the rest of the letter in. So what does it say? What names does it say after that?
Again, at one point in this long thing, it says, whether it's your assistants, a chef, Brad, Nick, Johnny, or whoever sees us together, I think it's undeniable to them or anyone who sees us that we are in love with a capital L. Others who think they know you so well must be surprised when they see us act so sweetly together, practically like kids.
Where is this entire letter? I may have to go to the Post. Well, we'll follow that up after the break.
Well, yeah, and there is.
But yes, I presume that's in there if you've read that.
Yeah, that's in the New York Post. And even there, if you go to the New York Post site, it's got a kind of a slideshow for it, which goes seven pictures. So that shows you how long this letter is.
Why is this so difficult?
Because it's Monday.
Well, it's just, I mean.
So you didn't have lights? So you're starting WrestleMania week, brother. Come on.
Well, regardless, this is the latest in the story. We'll have more on this after the break. But if you have comments, you can text us 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. The only other thing I could add is the story is apparently there was another communication where she, I think it was on the 21st, somewhere around there, she got surgery on her finger. And so she sent Vince a text basically saying, you know, how am I going to do this with the finger? How am I going to write your letter? And so, you know, her side is saying, well, that right there is proof that Vince told her to write this letter to him. And yes, whether it's your assistant, a chef, so we still don't know who this chef is, Brad, Nick, Johnny, or whoever sees us together, I think it's undeniable to them or anyone who sees us. We are in love with a capital L.
Well, Vince ain't making pancakes, so it's probably safe to assume, even though we do not know, that it's his personal chef. And in this text message that she sent him, which the Janelle Grant side did not put out, but has said, yes, it did come from Vince, she does say, how will I write your letter? I can type it and read it or try to write it in a couple of days. I'm so sorry if I messed this up. I want you to have a nice letter.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. This Punk interview. Apparently we'll be talking about that tomorrow. But, you know, it's
You'll
funny.
Be talking about it tonight, that's for sure.
You know what's funny is, you know, I've read, I haven't heard it from him, so I'll say limited things, but I've read the recaps of what he said, and it's pretty funny how nothing he said contradicts anything that we reported at any time about any of this. So, about that. How about
Maybe
that?
Maybe that part of it is stuck in an NDA somewhere in Jacksonville. Hmm.
So tonight is Raw, and they have tough competition. And as a result, my absolute most hated thing on earth. First hour of Raw, commercial free.
Wow.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. But it is completely sold out, and they've got a big lineup for tonight, including The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to be appearing on the show.
In Brooklyn.
So whatever the show does, it is going to do as good as it could possibly do.
Yeah.
We can say
well,
that.
Well, that's not true. Well,
it's
yes,
going to be as good as it can
as it
possibly,
could possibly
be.
Possibly do. It could be yes. better if those damn basketball games.
If they didn't have
in
these ball players head to head. We've also got DIY versus New Day versus Judgment Day in an 8-man tag. Let me start over again. These 8-man tags mess me up every time. DIY and the New Day against all of the Judgment Day, 8-man tag. We got Candice and Indy versus Ivy and Maxine. And Sami Zayn will be facing Bronson Reed, which is a rematch. So Bronson Reed beat Sami last week, and I thought, well, you know, the obvious is, you know, Sami's going to beat Gunther, and then Bronson will be one of his first challengers.
Yeah, see, and, I got worried.
Maybe not. Yeah. Sami may should be beating him tonight.
Well, look, I'd like to see that, but remember, Chad Gable was there giving advice to Sami Zayn. I don't think they'll do this. I hope they don't do this. They're not going to turn this into a four-way, are they?
I think that would be a bad idea.
Insane, but you know what would be good?
I can tell you that, from what I understand, that is not the plan.
You know,
and
it's a good
plans
plan,
can change, but right now it's a singles match.
Sami Zayn defending that title in Montreal against Chad Gable and Bronson Reed.
Well, they've also, the other thing is they've announced the participants in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and Bronson is in there, as is Chad Gable. So I don't think they're turning this into a four-way. It is scheduled at this point to be a singles match at WrestleMania. And then we've got Stand and Deliver Go-Home Show tomorrow, which is Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows versus Zack Sieben, Nathan Frazier versus Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro. Carmelo and Trick have their final face-off. Lyra and Roxanne in Supernova Sessions. Sol Ruka versus Blair Davenport and Fallon Henley versus JC Jane. Wednesday, we have got Dynamite in Worcester. Is that correct?
Worcester.
Worcester, Massachusetts, with Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland in a contract signing. And, you know, as much as people talk about how there's too many contract signings, fact of the matter is AEW doesn't do a lot of contract signings. There are a million contract signings, and so when you hear that there's going to be a contract signing on this AEW show, it's like, oh, my God, another one. But they actually don't do it very often.
As long as somebody goes through a table, that's all we need.
And that shows it 27-73 at this point, this Dynamite on Wednesday. We have the Young Bucks versus Best Friends, semifinal match, AEW Tag Team Title Tournament. Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa in a number one contenders match. Will Ospreay versus Powerhouse Hobbs in the Battle of Wills. Billy Gunn versus Jay White.
Did you see Rampage?
I sure did. And Chris Jericho will call out Hook. You know, watching Rampage, I mean, I don't want to go on a big thing, but there's a reason that AEW was on fire in 2019 and 2020. And WWE was having double-digit declines. And that was because WWE sucked. And AEW was a far superior alternative. And fact of the matter is, if you are number two and you're trying to beat number one, it's hard no matter what. But number two, you got to be better than them in virtually every single way. And, you know, 2 weeks ago on SmackDown, we saw a home invasion storyline with AJ Styles and LA Knight. And then we saw this one with the Ass Boys. Like, literally, they got into the house by using the garage door opener because they're his sons.
It's not a crime if it's family.
And then they walked into the house, and you could see that, like, Billy Gunn, or maybe his wife, or maybe both of them, were like, do not destroy anything. And so they got to knock an empty milk jug off the counter. And then they, you know, acted like they were going to destroy the TV. Which, by the way, you can go to Costco and get a TV that big for like $140. And no, they did not allow them to even bring in a fake TV to destroy. And then Billy showed up and they left. And it was like, the WWE version was a billion times better.
Wasn't there also, what is it, the Dynamite from the week before or from a couple days before playing on the TV, even though nobody was in the house at first?
Well, hey, I mean, if Billy was on it, maybe he wanted to watch it in a loop. I can understand that.
And maybe they were sitting outside and are completely deaf and didn't hear any of this going on before they stepped back through the front door. But look, most of the time, and there's an exception to every rule, funny doesn't make money. Levity does. In serious situations, the levity of The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin and singing back and forth to each other before WrestleMania 18 or whatever it was, that was funny, but it was also involved in something that was really heated. This was just a throwaway. And at least when it came to LA Knight and AJ Styles, we got a little bit of a different spin. Even if you thought it was stupid, we got body cam footage from cops, supposedly, and we got more of a story.
Yeah, it was extremely well done.
And so, again, Jay White, I don't know. Seems like you could be doing something better than this, but Billy Gunn against Jay White in 2024, here we go.
Point is, Tony needs to sit down, probably with some other smart people, because they got plenty of smart people working there, let me tell you, and figure out what can we do better than WWE? And focus on trying to do that. And, you know, storylines are subjective, but, you know, Paul won Best Booker, Tony didn't, and WWE storylines are clicking in a big-time way. Like, everyone's like, well, you know, it's not going to matter because it's WrestleMania season. They can't. Yeah, it is hard during Mania season, but part of the reason it's hard is because they're peaking. Like, fans are into all of these storylines leading into WrestleMania. They're into all of these characters. They're into all of these matches. So it's not just Mania season. It's like everything is peaking right now because of the work they've done for the last year.
And guess what? Not only are they peaking, but that lawn they have, once they step off that lawn after WrestleMania, they have so much that has been fertilized, and that grass is looking real lush and green right now, unlike mine outside. It's looking really good because you have Bron Breakker coming up, Carmelo Hayes coming up, Tiffany Stratton, who has already gotten over to a certain extent and you've done nothing with, Jade, you just debuted. What about Damian Priest in the briefcase? Drew McIntyre, you start going down the line of things, and you may not like everybody. You may not like all the storylines now, but look what they're set up for. What if Gunther loses that Intercontinental title? Just by doing that, he's in the world title picture, and he's somebody else that people believe in because of how you've treated him and how he's been portrayed this whole time. So a lot of it has to do with long distance, and I don't want to hear this stuff that Tony books long distance, he's got his ideas, whatever. Okay, he doesn't have it for the balance of the proceedings, and that shows itself constantly in that company, as opposed to what WWE is doing right now, for good or for bad, whether you like it or not.
Well, WWE sent out a press release touting their success, and if you think that this is going to be the only thing coming out over the next week, think again, brother. They're going to be letting you know everything. The quarter one 2024, SmackDown averaging 892,000 viewers in 18 to 49, up 15% year over year. They're ranked number one, persons 18 to 49 across all total day Friday broadcasts, 11 of the first 12 weeks of the quarter. February 16th episode, 985,000 viewers in 18 to 49, making it the most viewed program on all of television for the entire week, February 12. Quarter one, 2024, Raw, 733,000 in 18 to 49, up 6% year over year. Number one in 18 to 49, 9 of the 13 weeks of the quarter. NXT, up 31% in 18 to 49, year over year. SmackDown and total viewers up 3%. And Raw down 7% total viewers, NXT up 7% in total viewers. Obviously, a lot of this has to do with the return of The Rock. And, you know, it's funny. You know, I can't remember what number we were at YouTube, but, like, we were stuck there for seemingly months. And then The Rock showed up, and it went, psh! And the same thing happened with WWE. They had a date when they expected to break 100 million subscribers, and they got there well in advance, thanks to the return of The Rock. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reports show Florida leads the nation in the sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida's state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You know what I was not expecting today?
What's that?
I was not expecting to read the chat and come to the defense of CM Punk.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Jingu.
I haven't even read the board. Or the chat. I will say this. I haven't heard what he said, but I'm responding to people who are talking about CM Punk. And that is, you know, someone on the board was like, why in the hell is this guy acting like such a tough guy? Did no one see his UFC career? Listen. I'm a black belt, guys, okay? In defense of CM Punk. Guy got waxed in the UFC against trained MMA fighters, okay? So that doesn't mean that if you put CM Punk out there with an untrained person, he couldn't wipe the floor with them. Guy got legit training. I don't know if he still trains today, but, like, he paid money. He paid a lot of money to get legit training with legit guys, okay? Did the level... I mean, he had no wrestling background. He had no stand-up background.
No, he had no hands.
Did that legit background allow him to walk into UFC and beat guys? No, of course not. You think I could walk into UFC tomorrow and start winning a bunch of fights? No! But CM Punk, put him on the mat with someone with no training, and he'll probably wipe the floor with them. Not all of them, you know. Put him in with a great wrestler, he'd probably have some problems or, you know, whatever. But to say that CM Punk cannot possibly have any fighting ability whatsoever or any ability to handle somebody because he got killed in a UFC fight against UFC fighters, I don't know what to tell you. So,
No.
How in the world did that happen on this show?
What do you mean?
Just that.
You know how it happened.
Do I still train Oh, my God, I'm appalled.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who would you take in a fight? Duke Rufus or Pedro Sauer?
Well, Pedro is in his 60s, and he's had about 95 shoulder surgeries.
Rufus is getting up there, too, now.
I'm not.
Defend your man.
I wouldn't. Well, of course it would be
your
Pedro.
Sensei.
Are you kidding me? I remember I went to a seminar. This would have been in 2010 or so, and he was doing a black belt test. This guy was a brown belt. He was going to get his black belt, and I think Pedro would have been like 54, and this guy was probably, I can tell you exactly how old he was because he was born. He was 1 year younger than me, born on the day before I was. So he would have been 37. No, younger, because it was 2010. He would have been like 33. Okay? Pedro was like 52 or 53 or something like that. And so after he did his deal, he got a chance to roll with Pedro. Pedro ruined this dude. He tapped this guy like right and left. And the funny thing was, he wasn't even, like, he may have been sleeping.
I say, was he even warmed up?
I mean, no, he wasn't. He was sitting there watching this guy go through the Elio Gracie self-defense of the text, and then he walked over to the mat and just armbar, choke, like half speed, half asleep. I was like, my God, look at that guy. And speaking of my God, look at that guy, the great Ocon. How's that for a segue?
Did you see that picture? Oh, my goodness. Oh, heavens.
Listen.
Even though they lied. False advertising, Brian.
What happened?
They didn't eat the eel.
What?
They ate dumplings.
It must have been eel dumplings.
Are you sure? Those things are usually made with pork over there.
Oh, I guess, yeah, they did replace the eel. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, I don't like to, I'm a man who will admit when I'm wrong. Okay, I did earlier in this show when I didn't have the whole letter, and then you had the whole letter. I was wrong. But I will not admit I'm wrong here. I had a way better finish. Okay? My finish was, they do the first match, and Tangaloa gets the most covers. And then they do the second fall, and Great Ocon eats the most eel. And then they go to the hit the corners gimmick.
Strap match.
And the finish should have been Tangaloa hits one corner, Great Ocon falls by and hits the same corner. Tangaloa hits the second corner, Great Ocon hits the second corner. Tangaloa hits the third corner, Great Ocon hits that third corner. But as Tangaloa goes for the fourth corner, he slips on the eel. Great Ocon hits the fourth corner. I told this to Dave. You know what Dave says? He goes, that's just too wacky. I was like, brother, it's a rural revitalization match involving all-you-can-eat eel. And you're worried that my finish is too wacky? And then, hey, what did they do? Well, the third fall, they're doing a strap match. They're acting like they could both barf at any moment.
Yeah.
But my idea is too wacky? Get out of here.
They had a fight for that title inside of a dog cage, for heaven's sakes. Come on. It's your boy Gato here. Come on.
So, a couple of notes from SmackDown and Collision. We won't talk about that home invasion anymore.
No.
I'm going to tell you, and this is one of those things, everybody. You want to know why WWE is hot?
Why?
Because you watch these shows. How many times, and you better be honest about this.
What?
For a decade, you and I did the show together. And you had the same talking point nearly every year. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania is going to come, and then we're going to have a lull because they'll have just done everything and they got nothing left. Okay? That is absolutely, positively not happening this year.
No, sir.
Because you watch all of these shows, and all they do is plant post-Mania seeds. And this Legado Del Fantasma segment with the LWO. Mm. Dude, this was flat out awesome. So, last week, they were doing Rey and Santos, and the gimmick was that nobody from either faction could be at ringside. Okay? So they do the match, and who should appear at ringside but Dominic in a Ray mask. He is not part of either faction, and he cost Ray the win. And, you know, at the time, I was like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, what's going on here? So this week, Ray and Santos come out. And first, Santos calls out Dom. And he thanks him. You know, Dom is still angry at his father. He thanks him. And they actually hearkened back to stories years ago where Santos says, you know, when I first came here, we did not see eye to eye because they'd feuded. And Santos says, now I can say this to your face. You were right. And so, you know, Dom says, I'll still do anything in my power to make my deadbeat dad's life a living hell. So out comes Ray and the LWO. And Ray's crew is in a line here. Santos' crew in a line here. They're squaring off back and forth. Fans are going nuts. LWO chants and everything. So Ray cuts his promo. And he says, you know, I can't believe you're back, Dom. I can't believe I have to fight you again. But he goes, it's divine intervention. The two men I hate the most standing right in front of me right now. And he says, I challenge you two, me and a partner, against you two for a match at WrestleMania. And as soon as he says this, the fans start chanting for Carlito. And the camera zooms into Carlito, and he's got his big smile and his big hair. And he's like, I can't wait to get my hands on these guys at WrestleMania. And so Dom says, well, which of these dorks are you going to choose to be your partner? And you get another quick shot of Carlito, and man, he's all ready. And Rey Mysterio says, well, it will be the newest member of the LWO. Carlito's like this. And Ray goes, Dragon Lee! And Carlito goes, and he still smiles. And he doesn't like pitch a fit. He doesn't do anything over the top. But you see his smile go from here to here. And now he's forcing a smile. And Dragon Lee comes out. And Carlito, like, he hugs him. Great to see you, brother. I mean, you guys are going to do great. And you can just tell this man is furious. But he's not selling it, which is what you would do in real life. I thought Carlito, I'm not the biggest Carlito fan. Never have been. This guy was awesome in this segment. And you know what's going to happen. And it probably isn't going to be at WrestleMania, but, like, they planted that seed. And, man, this guy's going to be next. He's turning on poor Ray and Dragon Lee.
Amen.
And I thought he was awesome. Awesome!
Makes it even better if you want to do hair versus hair. Sure, Dominic losing would always be fun, but double masks with Ray and Dragon Lee against Carlito's hair and Santos's hair, which is getting long, by the way. And here's the thing, too. Whenever they decide to do that, depending on where Andrade is at in that moment in time, you would have five guys in Legado, and you would have four guys plus Andrade in the LWO with the women, Elektra and Zelina, there as well, too. It won't make it to Survivor Series, I wouldn't believe, because I think if you're going to do mask versus hair, SummerSlam would be the greatest opportunity to do that and get the most shine out of it. But at some point, if that happens, there is a possibility we could have a 10-man tag match with that group, and I love that idea if they gave him some time.
So then the main event segment, you know, I'd heard it, oh, man, why are they doing nothing with Jade? Blah. And I tried to explain to everybody, but it's one of those things where nobody wants to listen. They were going to do something with Jade. She was going to be in the Elimination Chamber. But due to visa issues, she couldn't be on the show. But she's ready to go. And what they did was the Bianca Dakota main event. And Bianca ends up hitting the KOD. Referee counts the pin. Damage control hits the ring. They start destroying Bianca. Naomi runs down. They start destroying her. And then they hit Jade's music. And boy, early in the show, she'd done an entrance and announced her contract signing. And, man, they gave her the big-time superstar entrance. and they hit her music here. The crowd goes nuts. You've never seen someone slowly saunter to the ring in a more slow, sauntering manner. But, man, she got in the ring, and I think it was
three things.
I think Dakota ran at her first. Dakota ran at her first. She got booted. And then Jade hit a pop-up powerbomb, I'm pretty sure on Io. Looked freaking awesome. And then she grabbed Kairi and hit her with the Jaded. And, like, everything she did looked great. Came off as a total superstar. And here she is inserted into the hottest women's program they have on either show, which is Damage Control versus Bayley's crew. And it's a big match at Mania. So away we go. I got that all wrong, who she beat up. You know what? It doesn't matter. Those are the three moves. It was a big boot, a pop-up powerbomb, and I'm sure she hit Kairi with the Jaden.
And it doesn't. And you know what should also be said off of that, too? I thought the Bayley-Io thing was really good because I liked the way that they did Io's promo and then have Bayley attack her at the end kind of out of nowhere. I thought that actually came across really well, too.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Want to mention three things you should watch this weekend we haven't talked about yet. Matt Cardona, Adam Copeland, TNT title. Great match. Great match. And, well, apparently I liked it more than Vinny did. Shibata, Danielson, and Claudio versus Lance Archer and The Righteous. I thought that was a great Collision main event. So two real good matches on Collision. The rest of the show was there. I mean, there were things that were absolutely unneeded, but they had them on the show. But the main event and the opener were quite great. And then if you have not seen the main event from Arena Mexico of CMLL versus AEW, that match absolutely ruled. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from people who were there kind of in the lower area near the ring, and I heard from people that have been everywhere. They've been at, like, WrestleManias and big AEW shows,
Johnny Cash,
New Japan, and they said this was the loudest reaction I ever heard. It didn't even begin to come across on television. And they said the way that Arena Mexico is built is like this bowl. And all of the sound just, like, cascades down from above. So if you're down in that lower bowl, or I can't even imagine if the, like, the wrestlers. Danielson, I'm sure, you know, he was already having the time of his life. But probably the crowd on top of that.
Man, it looked like everybody did.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Whew.
I'm sure they did.
What a show. That was really, really fun. Those Friday Night Arena Mexico shows are fun anyway. To get that thrown in there and that crowd, that size crowd. Wednesday, Blue Panther and Bryan Danielson one-on-one.
That's right. Tom and I up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, previewing all of WrestleMania weekend, and there's a lot. He's going to talk about the Eel match. I'm going to try and watch it before the show. And SmackDown and plenty more. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, every the studio. Wrestling Observer Live. You have been listening to the Wrestling Observer Daily Podcast on the 8 Side Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.